Friday.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the main event of the evening.
McCaffrey going long and hits his receiver, Graham, at the 10-5. Touchdown. Look at this. Looks in the end zone. It's going to be a touchdown for Wyoming.
Every single day, we're always ripping it up and down the field. Want to go deep every single play.
Foot.
Now here's Brady Hall.
Football Friday. That's your fault for leaving my mic on. Michael, I never stop talking. Angel's in studio. Michael's producing.
Hello.
Because there's something weird technically going on back there that Michael's working on with the robots or stuff. So you're coming in the studio. How's it feel?
Nice. I was in the studio this morning for Good Morning NOCO for a little bit too, making picks. So that was a little fun. It's weird being on this side of the glass, talking to you.
It is at weird. This distance. I don't even recognize you without like a shine on your face from the glass over there. But what did you think of Hugh Millen's conversation, man?
That was a very interesting interview.
Holy cow.
The stuff he was telling about Russell, about some of the drama and stuff going on in Seattle at the time, is very interesting when you get the rest of the context of that, you know, story. And then bringing that into Denver, it recontextualizes everything now.
It goes to what... Listen, at the end of the day, I'm not worried. It's Russell Wilson. I think good things are going to happen. If I had to play the prediction game, it's going to be a marriage made in heaven. It's Nathaniel Hackett and Russell Wilson. That's going to work out if we're going to make predictions. But... Now that I sit back, and yesterday, you heard me yesterday, I was talking about this. I said, there's part of me that wonders if things go poorly for the Broncos this season or at any point in the next 7 years, does Russell get frustrated with Denver the same way he apparently got frustrated with Seattle? Now, I don't believe that's going to be the case. I don't think Russell's a bad guy, and I don't think Hugh Millen was saying that at all. But I think he was saying that, yeah, Russ was a little upset that they wanted to change how he played because he was getting older, a little bit bigger. And, you know, they said, if we're going to get back to where we were, we got to do it on the defensive side of the football. We got to get an okay quarterback, but do it on the defensive side of the football, which is kind of crazy and ridiculous if you think about it compared to how, you know, how the NFL is ran now. Nobody says that anymore, but Seattle's apparently... That's what they're going to try to do. Is there a part of your brain that's like, could this end poorly in Denver?
It's interesting. I look at the contrast between Pete Carroll being a defensive coach and Nathaniel Hackett being an offensive coach. And just obviously it's Hackett's first year. By that time, Carroll had already been experienced in the NFL as a head coach. So he kind of earned that reputation, or not reputation, but that ability to say, I'm the coach, this is my team, this is how it's going to go. Russell, I want you to, you know, sit back and just hand the ball off a couple more times.
Yeah.
And it's interesting because we as Broncos fans, excluding me, we don't know what this offense is going to look like. So it's really going to be interesting, how much influence does Russell have on the scheme, on the plays that are run, on the tempo that it's ran at, how many, obviously he's not doing play counts and stuff, but... How much of an influence does he have in that room when they're coming up with their scheme?
Those are all those things I'm thinking about now. Like and I guarantee you right now his influence is through the roof. He's with Nathaniel Hackett. He's probably texting him like, psst, let's ride, man. Good night. Thinking about you. Just want to talk about.
He loves the Texas friends.
Oh, you know he does. So all that stuff, like right now, it's honeymoon. They're in the honeymoon. And Nathaniel Hackett's a first time coach. He's like, I interviewed him on Monday. I talked to him. He's a great guy. He's as good as advertised. Or Tuesday, whenever that was. So I do think that his personality might lend itself even more to Russell at this point in his career. Maybe Russell needed a Pete Carroll in a younger age. Now, a guy like Nathaniel is a player's coach. Hey, I'm going to let you cook, that kind of stuff. Might be perfect. Hugh also brought something else up. The Sierra thing. You know, Not the same scale necessarily, but kind of reminded me of Carmelo Anthony. That comment that he made, Carmelo Anthony was in the playoffs every single year with the Nuggets. He wasn't maybe in the MVP conversation, but he was, anytime you talked about him, You would say Carmelo Anthony is the is one of the best scorers in the league. Then as him and what was it? Lala? Is that it?
I think so.
Lala.
Sounds familiar.
Yeah. So we knew kind of as that relationship blossomed, Carmelo wanted to get out. He wanted to go to a different market. He wanted to do more media stuff and all of that. And that's part of the reason why he left the Denver Nuggets. And I don't know that it was really talked about, oh, Lala changed him necessarily, but it influenced his decision. Now, you see Russell at, what was, Serena was in, what was
that
Friday
night?
Oh, the
U.S. Open.
The U.S. Open. There it is. I wanted to say Wimbledon.
No, that's in England.
I was like,
that's the other tennis tournament that's a big deal.
But Russ could get there fast if he needed to. He has, like, Hummers that have wings on it and
probably
all this
has,
stuff.
You know, aquatic scuba gear on it. They can just go through the Atlantic Ocean. Sure.
He could be there, like, in 5 minutes. But you see him there. You know, he was over, where was he, over the summer? Like, he was on a lot of, and again, vacations, whatever. But you can't help but wonder and go, you know, Russ is out. He's a celebrity now. He's not just a quarterback anymore. Russell Wilson, and it might be even his transition from Seattle to Denver, he has become a celebrity. He's talked about more now than he was last year. Guarantee you, if you go back and watch Good Morning Football or anything, they talked about Russell because he's good, but nothing like they're talking about him now in Denver.
Sure, yeah. He built up a career in Seattle. He became just the most popular guy in town. He was the superstar, the face of the franchise, won a Super Bowl, you know, was always in the MVP conversation for a number of years. And then, you know, we talked about the drama that showed up. But then he takes all of that and brings it to Denver, a football-hungry, playoff-hungry, Super Bowl-hungry, you know, city, town, state, whatever, and he can just, you know, flourish in that. We'll see, but he brings that star power that Denver's been lacking for the last couple of years.
Yeah, they're being talked about. If they don't make the playoffs this year, and again, I've said this a bazillion times, I don't think that suddenly, oh, Russ didn't work out, fire Nathaniel Hackett, George Payton's on the hot seat. I don't think that that's this year, but in the media it will be. Guarantee it. With everything that we're hearing, with this story coming out and more coming along with it, guarantee you the pressure is now on. Well, this is what you wanted, Russ. You got to make this work. You left Seattle. Now you have to make it work in Denver. It's insane to me, because did you ever think of Russell Wilson much like what Hugh outlined? I didn't think. I thought, you know, obviously over the top. Tanner doesn't like his tweets. That's the Russell Wilson that I've always talked about and thought that's who he was. I didn't know that there was a Russell Wilson that dropped F-bombs and was mad because, you know, the head coach said we didn't look at our checkdowns enough in a game, and he was pissed, according to Hugh Millen. I didn't know that Russell Wilson existed.
Yeah, and I think oftentimes in sports media, you'll see if a player has, you know, some scandal or some weird allegation or just even a personality that you might not have expected, like in this case, it can often be overshadowed by, oh, he's just a really, really great football player. So who cares what he says in the locker room? Who cares that he got in a spat with Coach Carroll? They won the game, or they lost the game, or they went to a Super Bowl or whatever. So winning kind of solves everything in the NFL, no matter what kind of player, coach you are. If you win, you're going to get talked about in a good light. So, but that was an interesting fact about him. I didn't expect it, but I also wouldn't put past Russell to get in the coach's face and, you know, throw some words.
Texter here from Tanner Schwint. I told you, no way he can have that let's ride mentality 24/7. He can have that mentality, I think, but the whole like, hey man, I'm positive, I'm happy, I love life, you look good today, is that new? That doesn't seem like that's always the norm. Or maybe it's the norm, but that's not always who Russell Wilson is. And that doesn't make him a bad person.
No, he could always flip the switch as soon as he gets on the field and, you know, taking warm-ups even, and that mentality just changes. And, you know, on the field, it's a different environment. It's a different, you know, feel for it. And maybe his communication with his teammates is a little not so happy-go-lucky.
Yeah, well, and that's the thing. All this talk right now is kind of minimal. We're not talking about a bad guy. Russell Wilson is not a bad guy. To be honest, most of this discussion just makes me go, he's human. I guarantee you, if Peyton Manning didn't like the way certain offensive play calls were going through a game or in practice. You think Peyton Manning didn't go let somebody have it and rip him to shreds?
Oh, no, there's clips of it doing it in the huddle.
Yes, he was. So I guess Russell Wilson is human. That's what we've learned today. Is he toxic? No, I'm not going to go there now. I feel Russell believes that he can still run around, make plays, be the Russell Wilson that he was of old. Seattle didn't feel that way. And they said, we like you, but we got to contain you. We got to make you a different quarterback now, one that's more contained, not looking to scramble. As Hugh said, they have a guy in this, you know, in their booths counting out each time he should have passed it versus when he should have scrambled. They didn't want that guy anymore. They needed a calculated guy that wasn't going to throw a lot of picks, which, again, I don't think Russell throws a lot of picks anyway. But Russell still wants to be that guy. And the question or the concern for Denver fans would be, is he that guy? Or should he be more of a pocket passer? Russ wants to be that guy, so you better hope it works out.
Yeah, so, you know, he gets to Seattle, and obviously by that, Carroll was already building his team and his mentality and what the philosophy of the Seahawks was going to be like, mostly defensive, running the ball. You bring in Russell Wilson, third-round pick, is that right?
Yeah.
Comes in, maybe you don't have high expectations for him, and then he comes in and just lights it up. And now you have a guy that has shown he can play at this level, has succeeded at this level, and you have a coach that has already proven that his method can work, and you try to have to push them together, and obviously it just didn't work out the way it was supposed to, because Russell still feels that he's earned the ability to run the offense however he wants.
And has he? I mean, has he earned that?
I mean, how much of that is going back to the Legion of Boom? How much of that was Marshawn Lynch?
Well, we had this segment a month ago. I have always said Russell Wilson's a Hall of Famer, but when you pressed me on it, you said, is he? Because my rules are strict. My Hall of Fame, not a lot of people get in it. This isn't the Hall of, you know, you're okay, we're okay, everybody's okay, let's go in there and hang out in the Hall of Fame. My Hall of Fame is strict. Based on my standards, Russell Wilson today is not a Hall of Famer. Could be. One Super Bowl would do that for me. Honestly, one Super Bowl would do that.
It puts you in the conversation, certainly.
It puts you in the conversation. But when you go back to that and you say, okay, yeah, he was a good quarterback, and probably a couple seasons he was great, maybe one of the best. You know, that 2020 or 2019 year, he was one of the best at that point. He's had seasons where he's been one of the best. But has he earned this control that he seeks? He wants control. He wants to be able to voice his opinion on players. He wants to be able to voice his opinion on how the offense should be ran. And that is a tricky spot for a brand new head coach. I mean, not that this would have worked with Vic Fangio any better. That was a colossal failure. But you put Russell Wilson in with a Gary Kubiak, maybe that works right off the bat. There should be concern. I mean, if you're looking at life through rose-colored glasses, if you're not concerned a little bit, that a quarterback that wants control is going to just easily fit in with a brand new players coach that's more about, you know, let's have fun, up tempo, great time. It's football, we love it. There's certainly a tiny bit of a concern there.
For Broncos' perspective, it's just like, Hackett's trying to make this team his own. This is his opportunity as a head coach, his first shot at it. I want this team to be my team and be successful. And then you got Russell Wilson, who's a proven quarterback, coming in, and that's great. You don't have to go draft a quarterback or find a free agent or something. You got your guy. But it's also, he's got that veteran leadership that the other players in the locker room can look at him and say, is this Russell's team or is this Hackett's team?
Trust me, these guys, you don't get to this level of quarterbacking, of coaching, whatever, without a little bit of an ego. And at some point, will Nathaniel Hackett call a play? Will George Payton draft a player that Russell Wilson goes, no, 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 we're not doing that? And then what happens? It happens in the league. There are quarterbacks
all the time.
Yeah, Peyton, dude, whoever the offensive coordinator was for Peyton Manning all those years was like, he was riding the gravy train with biscuit wheels, bro. Like he was totally like, I'm making good money, I don't care because I know it's Peyton Manning's team. Not every coach can just go with that. I mean, we hear it all the time that quarterbacks have a difference of opinion of how this should have been ran, the way they did these things. Aaron Rodgers certainly did about Green Bay, but they made it work. They said, hey, Aaron said, let me go and skewer you live on air and tell you, everyone how bad you are, and then I'll stay. But you just wonder, what happens? You're down 10-3. It's a slow game. You're not rolling very well. Kansas City just scores a touchdown. You're down 17-3. Nathaniel Hackett calls a run to Javonte Williams, and Russell looks over and goes, no, we're not doing that. It's time to cook. What happens? I don't think it makes you a bad person if you're Russ, if that question comes up. But at some point, that's going to happen. There's going to be a disagreement. How does Nathaniel Hackett handle it? It's going to be fun to see. I think it's going to work out well, but it's a new system. It's a new thing. It's a new coach. How much? I did like what Hugh said to wrap it up, though. He said, I said, well, what happens if things go south? Is Russell going to then turn and go, oh, this place sucks too? Hugh was more of the mindset that, nah, he'd probably go, you know what? Things went south in Seattle. I can't have that go wrong again. So I'll probably try to get in line and make it work a little bit. But it's just weird that today we're having a conversation about, is Russell Wilson kind of a prima donna? I would have never guessed that 3 weeks ago, 3 months ago.
Well, we've closed that chapter of the offseason where it's all optimism and all hope and everything's going to be great. Obviously, we saw last night, now that we're officially underway, these games count. Everything matters now. Everything is under a microscope. And this is a question that hasn't popped up until now, and it's going to pop up more if things go bad.
Oh, you lose Monday night. Things are going
to
be
bad.
Like,
you don't win in a blowout on Monday night?
Yeah, like,
are you worried?
I think you need to win big, but I'm going to pull Rams Weekly guy said this too. Like, you just want to get a win. Like, there's Rams fans that are like, oh, CSU better destroy Middle Tennessee. Bro, you have lost 7 games in a row. You need to just go get a W next to it. The Broncos have been so bad forever. I will easily take a 1-point win. I don't think it's going that way. I don't think it's going to go that way. But I'm going to give you my picks later on. 22 minutes after the hour. Football Friday continues. Shoot us some texts. Get involved. We got picks coming up in the final segment today. CSU. Can they bounce back against Middle Tennessee? We've got local against local, and then another local against local. So my picks are very easy. CU, Air Force, Wyoming, and UNC. We'll talk about all that and more. It's Football Friday on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
KFKA is your no-go home of the Denver Broncos. Hear games and news around the team on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hey, this is Mark Johnson, voice of the Colorado Buffaloes, and you're listening to The Hull Show with my buddy Brady Hull on 1310 KFKA.
Football Friday continues 28 minutes after 1 o'clock, a huge weekend. And this is the official Football Friday, because now we have college football, we have the NFL going, we have Broncos, Cowboys, Buffaloes, Bears, Rams, and what am I missing?
Falcons.
Sorry, like the best college football team in the state.
How
I just
you?
Missed them. Did you see the spread now?
Yeah, it's jumped up to, it's at 18.
It just keeps going up. Is this just going to be a bloodbath? Will Carl Durrell survive the weekend?
That's a very good question. There's already discourse on CU Twitter about the quarterback job, or who's going to get the job. They're going to go both. Should it be Shroud? Should it be Lewis? It's a mess.
You're not going to like this text, Angel. You're not going to like
it. I'm not.
No, you're not going to like
it. I'll bring it on.
Mysterio says UNC will be down 21 at the half, at least.
That's just like your opinion, man.
It's like, just like your opinion, bro. Angel, I got picks coming up. So I try to analyze all this without giving my picks away because the world is on the edge of their seat waiting for the picks to come in. I went 2-3 last week. We're gonna be just fine.
Well, after last night, they have to trust you.
You guys got to trust me on this. I get warmed up. When the NFL starts, life seems right to me, but I am 1-0. And that was the easiest 1-0. That was the easiest spread pick I've ever had. -2.5, Buffalo, get out of here. You got Matt Stafford banged up, bad elbow. No, Buffalo's poised to. I know you're not in on this yet, are you?
On Buffalo?
Yeah, Buffalo's probably going to win.
I can say they're a good team, probably the best team.
They're probably going to win it all.
I don't know about that. It's week one, game one. Let's slow down.
No, let's go. Get him in the Super Bowl.
You're sounding like Chris Collinsworth. Calm down.
Put him in the Super Bowl. That was fun last night. Okay, I know you're a UNC guy, but what's the more intriguing matchup between the teams we talk about? CSU Middle Tennessee, I'll be at that game tomorrow. I'll be honest, it doesn't really move the needle for me. I just want to see CSU bounce back. Wyoming UNC is interesting.
I'll be there.
You're going?
Yes.
You are going. Okay. Text me when you know who the starting quarterback is, because you'll see
my eyes peeled. I'm up in the upper deck, so I might bring binoculars.
Are you sitting like in a bear section or something?
I'm on the visitor's side.
Okay.
I want to make sure.
You got to be careful with those Cowboys fans, man.
I don't know what to expect.
I've never been.
Like, I wear like some Bears gear, or like Wyoming fans? Are they pretty chill?
I don't know. I think they're chill.
You're playing UNC, so it's not like you're getting up for
when
a big game.
I went to the CU UNC game, and Buffs fans were pretty chill. But it's
I got stuff from UNC, CU students. So. When I went to the game last year, CU Buffs fans are.
Oh, you did? You got some crap?
I got some crap from some students.
But you're a student, so they're going to... I look like an old man that needs a walker to get across the street. So, they're not going to talk trash to me.
Well, hopefully if I'm the one Bears fan in a group of Wyoming fans, they'll just take it easy on me. Maybe buy me a couple drinks. I don't know.
Yeah, I think so.
Be friendly.
Yeah. It's got to be the CU Air Force is the most intriguing. Not that it's going to be a good game, but...
Well, just to see how good Air Force really is and how bad CU might be.
I mean, I know this is the long, it sounds like Rick George and CU say they're in it for the long haul with Carl Durrell, but I don't know. What I saw last week was terrible coaching.
Bad decision, like one after the other.
Like, maybe, I don't think they win if he makes the reverse of every decision that he made, but JT Shrout should have been the quarterback to start the second half of the
game. He should
be
the quarterback starting tomorrow.
Right now. What are we doing here? Name JT Shrout your quarterback. Move on with your life. And at least try to salvage the season already. You're 0-1, but it feels like you're 0-31 right now. That's the most interesting. I mean, obviously the Broncos, Seahawks. That's number one. That's the most interesting to me. But college football, Air Force is favored by 18. They're a Mountain West team against a Pac-12 team. And not like, I mean, the Buffs are not good, but they're not like.
It's like top of the Mountain West versus the bottom of the Pac-12.
The bottom of the Pac-12.
So about the same.
But I was shocked. I thought at the start of the season, I would have said, if you would have said, hey, Brady, predict the spread for Air Force CU, what's it going to be? I would have said Air Force -6.5. Air Force -6.5. Now it's 18. Are you taking that? I know you don't. Are you in on that stuff yet?
I'm still looking. I'm trying to pick three. I'm going to pick three games, either NFL or college, a mixer of the two, to bet on just to start. I'm not taking advice from Tanner.
No.
I want to build my own path in this betting world.
Right.
But I'm going to stay away from that. I don't know. Tanner mentioned it. I don't think there's enough time, and the way Air Force runs the ball, like, you're going to run it that many times and score 20-plus points? I don't know.
See, and I don't
maybe
like
I'm,
Air
maybe
Force.
Maybe I'm being friendly to CU, that they're not going to be that bad, but...
I don't like Air Force to cover 18 because they're just not built like that.
They're not going to put up that many points to widen that gap.
But who knows? Maybe they do. Maybe Zeke Daniels throws a couple of deep passes. Here's my suggestion for you on your gambling journey is... Don't listen to randoms. I'm not random, by the way. But don't listen to randoms going, oh, I love the Bills tonight. ask that person who gives you that pick, give me three reasons why. If they can't, the Bills are supposed to be good. Then you do not take that advice. Doesn't mean you don't take that bet, but you don't take that advice. This is why I always follow. You follow the sports reporters. You follow the people that are going to give you the injury report. You follow the storylines. It does make sense that it is important that a certain quarterback can't do well in a dome. You need to know that stuff. So you should always be following beat writers that cover the team. Now, don't be confused. Do not follow beat writers that work for the team. Follow beat writers that have a history of being both fair and critical. This is my betting advice to you. And again, I'm not a millionaire yet, so clearly it doesn't work. But don't listen to people just come up to you and say, hey, man, you got to ride with the Bucks tonight. I'm feeling it. Okay, why? What do you know that I don't? And that's how you make your picks. That's how you do it.
We'll see.
First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043, 888-530-0043. Broncos, Seahawks, Monday night. We'll get to more of that. We're going to talk about Wyoming UNC and more Air Force CU. I mean, how bad are things going to get in Boulder before they get better? 36 minutes after the hour, let's jump out and get the latest on the local sports flash.
This is Nico Medved, the men's basketball coach of the Colorado State Rams, and you're listening to The Hull Show on 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back into Football Friday on The Hull Show. We are Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. A lot of great football on the docket this weekend. The NFL games, man. I mean, my game of the week that I'm more excited about, aside from the Broncos, is Raiders-Chargers. Because it's an AFC West game.
I think that one, and then also the one I'm looking at is Packers-Vikings at that same time.
That's a lot of play, isn't it? Yeah.
Very interested in what the Packers look like.
Our boy, Brian Gary, his Vikings are a point and a half? Are they given a point and a half right now?
That's what I saw.
There's doubt with Green Bay right now.
There is.
There's definitely some doubt. Can Aaron Rodgers do it again? When will Father Time catch up with him and without Devontae Adams? That's a big deal. So
yeah, I mean, their defense is still very, very good. Can Aaron Rodgers just put together this scrap of wide receivers and make something happen?
Boy, if he can have a monster season with that group, then he's just undisputed.
And then doesn't win
MVP.
The Super Bowl?
Yeah, he won't win a Super Bowl. Great regular season. Great between the 20s. He's not going to win you a Super Bowl. Well, he did win one. Saints, Falcons, I don't care. 49ers, Bears, kind of intrigued because of the quarterback situation for both with Trey Lance and Justin Fields. Steelers, Bengals.
That's interesting.
Tanner's like slobbering all over this one. You're interested in that game?
Interested just to see how the Bengals respond. Do they have a hangover from the Super Bowl, even though they lost? And the Steelers, Mitch Trubisky, that's the guy. So
that's the guy.
How long before they're calling for Kenny Pickett?
I don't know. I mean, listen, when he had his best year with the Bears, they weren't they like the next year? People said they might be a Super Bowl favorite.
Oh, yeah. The following year. Monsters of the Midway defense.
Yeah,
and
they brought
Trubisky
that back.
Was running it. So,
I mean, Bengals are 6.5-point favorites in that game. Eagles, Lions.
Could be a sleeper game to watch.
Like, you think the Lions, you guys are all thinking the Lions are going to be much improved, huh?
They're going to be improved. I don't know if they're going to be good enough to beat the Eagles.
Your Dolphins are favorites against New England this weekend.
Yes.
How's that feel?
It's exciting.
Go get that one taken care of. Knock that one out early.
Hopefully.
It's supposed to be 87 degrees.
Woo.
There.
Perfect weather for a cheetah.
Ravens, Jets. That's got to be a sure thing there, right?
Joe Flacco against his former team?
Yeah.
Love that.
Oh, yeah, that's kind of a cool storyline. Heck yeah, average Joe.
Elite Joe Flacco.
But now Joe's going to go up to Lamar and be like, dude, you couldn't get your contract done? They paid the crap out of me. I'm still living off of that, man. Are the Ravens really going to move on from Lamar Jackson? Or will they get this thing done? Now, Lamar says it's over on, this was the date. This was the cutoff date. If they give him what he wants, he'll sign it whenever during the season.
Sure. It's, for him, it's all about the guaranteed money. And you put yourself at risk. Yeah, you're betting on yourself, but the way you play, you're putting yourself at risk for injury.
Dude,
I know you're playing on a franchise tag, but
he's betting
if you
on himself.
Get, you know, a bum ankle or a knock on wood, not reaching for injury, but other teams are going to be looking at him saying, do we want Lamar Jackson as our quarterback in the next 5 years?
That's the thing. He can't have a monster injury. If he does, it could end. It could drastically change his career. College football. Who do your boys have this weekend? You know?
Alabama has Texas this weekend down in Austin. 10 a.m. kickoff. Gross. Bama's up favored by 20.
Is that one of your bets?
Oh, I will not bet on my teams.
You won't?
I will not.
Same with Michael back there, although Michael doesn't bet at all.
Like, everyone is saying this is going to be a blowout. I don't see it. I think it'll be a little bit of a closer game. I think Texas has some pride. Steve Sarkisian going against his former team. So, I don't know. Bama wins, but it might be closer than we think.
You want to see there's so many. Look at some of these lines. Oklahoma State and Arizona State. I mean, I was shocked at Oklahoma State, like 11.5. But check out this line. Michigan, Hawaii. Michigan is a 52-point favorite. 52-point favorite. They were 31 against the Rams. 52. It's in Michigan. If it were in Hawaii, I'd wonder, like, would it be 30-point favorite? 52. That's got to be the biggest spread of the weekend, right? I'm not seeing anything else like that.
LSU and Southern at 49.5.
Oof. Oh, my gosh. Hawaii's pretty bad, though. I'll give you that. All right, 47 minutes after the hour. Got to take a quick break. When we come back, I'm going to give you my picks. We'll put it out there. Once I make the picks, they are official. They will be on Twitter. They will be at thewholeshow.com. And you can enjoy the victories that I promise will happen this weekend. It's The Whole Show, powered by PDC Energy on a Football Friday. Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Latest on your local football teams during your drive to work with Good Morning NoCo on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hey, this is Harrison Wynn with DNVR Nuggets. You're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
It's time to make our picks here, Brady Hall.
Welcome back in to The Whole Show on a Football Friday. Last week didn't go so well for me. It's the first week. I'm just trying to get into the feel of things. So now I've got a feel, 100%. Feel really good about this weekend's picks. So here we go. CSU playing host to Middle Tennessee. The line has now moved to 11.5. Rams are favored, of course. I love the Rams to run all over. What are they? The Golden Raiders or Blue Dogs?
Blue Pioneers or something.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Because they're going to get smoked at Canvas Stadium. CSU's rolling over the Middle Tennessee Blue Raider Dogs or whatever. The Wyoming Cowboys play host to Angel. He's going up there just to watch them.
Just for me.
Just for Angel. They're playing host to the UNC Bears. You saw a spread of like 22 or something?
23 is what I saw.
23. I don't even know where it is. It's a mystery. I hate doing this with you sitting in here, but I do think Wyoming just absolutely rolls over the UNC Bears. And the Bears will start 0-2. But they bounce back the next week. We'll see. I don't know. How you feel about that? Is that scary? You hate that?
It's not... I mean, I don't like it. I don't like the use of word roll. I think Wyoming might
But you have roll tied. You're roll tied.
That's my word.
Oh, now I get why you hate it so much. Well, give me another. Give me a synonym. Give me something.
Wyoming beats UNC.
Murders UNC.
See, that's just, you're promoting violence.
Oh, dude, it's going to be violent on Saturday, I'll tell you that. The CU Buffs. The spread against Air Force is 18. Oh, man, the music ran out. Oh, no, it's back. Boom. Angel did that. 18 points. A running football team is favored by 18 points over the Buffs. Is it that bad? Is that Air Force? Oh, I had a tough time with this one. I just can't think that Air Force beats the Buffs by damn near 20 points. So I'm going to take the Buffs to cover. But I ain't going to the win again. Don't worry. Buffs cover plus 18 at Air Force. Monday night football. Denver Broncos and the Seattle Seahawks. Dude, give me the Broncos to cover this all day long. Denver is going to spank Seattle?
Yes,
can we say spank? I always hated saying spank. You know why. They're going to take it to the Seattle Seahawks. Russell Wilson, all the debate about who he is as a dude and a player, it doesn't matter. Russell's going to come out and just light the world on fire. And Drew Lock will probably make an appearance in the second half because Geno Smith just ain't cutting it.
Second half comeback from Drew Lock?
Well, that would actually be really freaking interesting, wouldn't it? Oh, boy. There we go. Love CSU. Love Wyoming. I don't love the Buffs, but I love that spread, and I damn sure love Denver Broncos. Angel, great work today, my friend.
Thank you, sir.
Michael, excellent job by you. Only two strikes today. You survived the inning.
Lost the game.
Great. You were down like 13-0. Oh, that's sad. All right, that'll do it for us. We have Football Friday coming up at 5. We have Preps Football tonight. Cannot wait for that matchup. I love high school football on KFKA. Good night, Northern Colorado.